recognized my man from the first minutes. Having a great deal of life experience and disappointments at the age of 24, I often wondered if there was a place in the world where one could find happiness. I was unlucky in my personal life. I married early, thinking it was for love, and gave birth to a daughter. But soon, everything went downhill. I don't even want to describe my relationship with my husband. It's just unpleasant to remember. If I had been rich then, I would have divorced and moved far away from it all. It was awful to feel young, but live without any sense of bright future. But where could I go with my daughter and be assured that everything would be okay? Who needed me in this world? Could I get a good job? I abandoned all these thoughts, but the hope still remained in my heart. One day, my friend Katya brought me a magazine. Katya had the same story. Her life didn't work out either. Even her higher education didn't help. Her husband was still a drunk and a loafer. The magazine had an article about special, sacred, and energetic places on our planet, where there was a spiritual eco-settlement developing. Katya said, "Let's start doing yoga. We need to stay in shape, and we should also learn magic. It could solve all our problems." I replied, "Magic won't work on my husband." Katya left, but I decided to read the magazine. I was curious about what it had to say. I started reading and couldn't put it down. Everything was interesting and unusual, describing how people live, develop their abilities, and enjoy life. I felt that a bright path was opening before me. "Everything will be different," I decided. "I've had enough of this decay. I'll go study, and maybe I'll find happiness too. I have enough money for the trip." I wrote a letter first, describing my life and sending a photo to the authors of the article. 2 weeks later, I received an invitation to visit a special, energetic place with incredible warm words. I thought, someone actually cares about my life. I took my daughter to my mother's place. They love and understand each other well. My mother said, "Maybe you'll find someone there and start a new family." I replied, "I'm going there to study, not for vacation." But I thought, indeed, anything is possible. After all, I haven't seen much of life yet. All sorts of things may happen. I arrived in the near city to the Echo Settlement. A man met me at the station. He was strong, broad-shouldered, with an eagle-like piercing gaze. He approached, and our eyes met.
"My name is Alexander," he said.
"Masha," I said boldly.
"How was your trip, Masha?"
"It was fine," I replied, feeling a wave of genuine care from this stranger.
"Then, let's go."
We walked to the station square, reached the road where people were hailing cars. Alexander raised his right hand while holding one of my bags in his left. There was an amazing confidence in his gestures. A car immediately stopped, and the driver started loading my bags into the trunk without a word. I don't remember how long we drove. I felt lighter than ever before. Along the way, Alexander told me he was supposed to leave for Germany on business 2 days earlier, but had delayed his trip. Something had told him to go in half a month instead. He said that the master
taught him to listen to his intuition. I told him a bit about myself, but there wasn't much to tell. I mentioned that I had a smart daughter. He guessed her name immediately. I was surprised, and Alexander said, "I know your thoughts because you're opened and have a kind heart." I remember this moment for the rest of my life. How could I feel such high emotions with someone I'd known for 20 minutes? I felt like he was hugging me, even though we were just looking at each other. We arrived at the Echo settlement. He introduced me to a girl who calmly and in a business-like manner explained the schedule of my future life there. I liked this assistant, Irina, immediately. She seemed bright and cheerful, like many others I met. But Alexander had made a deep impression on me. He left, but I kept thinking about him. The Echo settlement was unusual, with many interesting people, each with their own story. But we were united by a desire to be happy. From the girls I befriended, I learned that many had already found their luck. You could see it in their joyful faces. Yes, my friends in the outside world were gloomier. I thought about Alexander again. I was a poor woman with a child, while he was probably successful in every way. He had a great future ahead with work abroad. Why would he need me? The next day, he came and gave me a book. He said this book would help me understand myself and life. It was a book about Tantra. Reading the book in my free time, I realized that everything was still ahead of me. One should never despair. I knew Alexander was helping me from the goodness of his heart. One day, he told me that I could always count on his support. Those were the words of a true warrior. During the half month before his departure, we often spent time alone, talking about life, love, and self-improvement. I learned so much from him. I began to see the world through different eyes. I became very attached to him, feeling that he had feelings for me too. Before leaving, he instructed me how to contact him at a predetermined time. I was sure I couldn't do it. It was telepathy, something that takes a long time to learn. "There are no barriers for loving hearts," he said, giving me a deep kiss. All doubts melted away at that moment. The separation wasn't hard. I was always busy, either working, studying, reading books, or listening to lectures. I was even offered to lead yoga classes since I was naturally flexible. I immediately liked leading yoga classes. New sensations appeared in my body. I realized I could feel energy and work with it constantly. I learned to activate chakras and tried reading information from other people. Later, in conversations with them, I verified if I had sensed them correctly from a distance. The matches became more frequent. At the appointed time, I contacted Alexander. It was nice to recall and feel his energy again, his deep gaze. One evening, while contacting him, I concentrated so hard that he appeared right before my eyes. It was so realistic. Suddenly, I distinctly felt his touch. Since then, he has touched me every time, and I knew it was happening.
although I hardly understood how.
Months passed, and I learned a lot during this time. My mother constantly wrote to me telling me about my daughter. I dreamed of uniting all my loved ones to live together. How I wanted to be with Alexander. One day, during a contact session, I thought I heard his voice. It happened again 2 days later. I heard him say he loved me. He had never said that before. I must be deceiving myself, I thought. But then the master appeared to me and blessed me with Alexander. The leaders of the Echo Settlement explained that in dreams, the master speaks of the most important things. I woke up overflowing with love and happiness. Now I knew for sure that there is a place in the world where everyone finds happiness. When Alexander arrived and called me for a talk, I remembered this dream and prayed to the master. Alexander, looking at me with his magical gaze for about 5 minutes, suddenly said,
"Get ready, Masha. You have half a month to fetch your daughter and get a passport. We live and work in Germany. You lead a yoga group and help me."
I was speechless with surprise, then rushed to hug him tightly. We were one. Returning home, I told everything to my mother. "Finally, you'll live like a person," she said. I learned that my husband had never once visited our daughter or thought of giving her anything. Well, whatever, I decided, I won't say goodbye. My mother mentioned she had a friend in the passport office. She asked her to help me get a passport quickly. I left my mother with the music of transformation, various spiritual films for luck, a talisman, and a magic stone that protects against all bad influences. If you have any problem, write to the teachers. They'll always help. "I'll write when I get to Germany," I told her as I left. From the station, I called Katya and said, "Drop everything and go to the Echo Settlement, and thank you so much for that magazine."
"Got it, Masha. I'll come as soon as I sort things out at work. I've always been interested in magic. Pray for me."
Now, I've been living with my husband Alexander and my daughter in Cologne for a year. We lead a group. Sometimes, we travel to Switzerland with the group for special practices. People here are decent and friendly. Everyone loves us. Many seek help from Alexander. We welcome people to our villa. We have a special room for that. For larger practices, we have a big hall. I love spending time in our garden. I often meditate on a bench, thanking the higher power for support and help. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge.
Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.